that law that we talk about, the Pacific Islands Act, that recognises our sovereignty, that was not made by the United Nations. That was not made by the Australian Parliament. It was made by the Parliament that dominates us here. It's created by the country that rules, whose law now operate in this country, yeah, that we all become trained lawyers in. Yeah? And so what we have to do is, if we're going to run a test case, build a bomb. Build a spear and fire straight at them. Because, you see, Australia will fall. That's my belief. Australia will fall. It won't stand that test. There's no way in the world it will stand that test. Because right now, you see, you've got a lot of white Australians also doing things that are beginning to rock the system and rock this place to its foundation. There was a white fella, a little white fella, sitting on his block of land up there in a place called Quirindi, on the Liverpool Plains. His surname is Rumble. It's a very good name for the fight. Yeah. But anyway, that's his name. That's his family name, Rumble. And he took on the Liverpool Plains Shire over them coming in and taking things off of his property. You see, but then he questioned their legitimacy to do it. And he questioned the court's powers and the police powers. And he went after them. You know, and that man won that case, that they had no jurisdiction. Now, if a white man can win a case on no jurisdiction, on coming onto a parcel of land that he inherited from his family, that was stolen off Aboriginal people, well, then what does that say for our rights when we look at a piece of law that sits in England that's never been diminished? You know, so what we have to do is we have to develop the case and we have to fire it at them. Now, I'm proposing, and this is where all you smart people in this room, which is why we got you here to think about, the charges we need to set off. Mark McMurtry and the, what do you call it, the original Sovereign Tribal Federation, Mark and them have been going around doing some wonderful things. And what Mark's been doing, they've been challenging the courts, challenging within the courts. Yeah, I'll give you time in a minute. And they're getting into the courts and they're challenging the jurisdiction of the courts. And so what they're doing is that they're bringing down this legal foundation because they're starting to get some wins in the courts. And so by getting wins in the courts, this again is bringing down the foundation that these fellows have got. Yeah. And there's a lot of outstanding matters that haven't been concluded on yet, but nonetheless, he's starting to get there. Let me go back to that Rumble fellow. He actually brought, or he didn't, but supporters of his, actually raised money and bought out a Queen's Counsel from London to fight his case. And when they walked in, one of the things that she said in the court, now I'm getting this secondhand, but I know he won it. He walked in and she, as a Queen Councilwoman from London, walked in and said to the judges, "Who do you work for?" That was the question. "Who do you work for?" Saying to the judges. "Do you work for the Crown and the Parliament of Australia and the laws that have been, that are the common law of Australia? Or do you work for the private institution that you're now registered as?" Because the courts are registered corporations. New South Wales is registered as a corporation in the United States with an ISNE number without the consent of its people. The Australian government is registered in the United States as a corporation. The banks of Australia are registered as corporations. So that woman then asks those judges, "Who do you work for? Do you work for the court's corporation or do you work for the state?" And when they said, "Well, we're part of that corporation," she said, "Well, you have to abandon the table. You have to get off the bench, because you do not have any standing in this courtroom." The more we attack the basic foundations of this society, then we will begin to make it fall. It will start coming down. And the greatest fear that they have is that. And so that moves in other parts of the court now. I think in South Australia, Mark has now got a number of court cases that have been all lined up on top of each other. And the magistrates in South Australia have said, well, we're now issuing a Section 68B notice under the, Crimes Act, the Judicial Act, Commonwealth Judicial Act, on the question of jurisdiction, and that has to give notice to all of the Attorney Generals that there is a matter in question here. Yeah? And so they're lining all those cases up. And they've got another matter in Victoria where they're attacking there in the Supreme Court, or I think in the District Court and the Magistrates Court. So we're attacking at those levels, yeah? And we're questioning the jurisdiction. So those type of little attacks are very important because they add to this massive big explosion that's going to occur, yeah? And then there's another mob of us who are just running this whole sovereign argument straight down the middle, yeah? There's no little frills here, and it's just a straight down one line argument. And so all those things that people want to throw at us are totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. I don't want to engage in any sidetrack issues about how was Australia settled and what are the principles they were settling on and all that sort of stuff, yeah? I'm only interested in one piece of law that was brought into England in 1875, and it's totally unambiguous when you read it. It's very specific. And so all I want to do is say to England, that's your law, use it. It's your law, apply it.